Okay, so this is probably gonna be kind of weird. It's gonna be weird for me anyway. People, someone, there was a request for a girlfriend experience audio, and I don't know what that really means. Like, I listen to other people's boyfriend experience or girlfriend experience audios, but I was trying to think of what that would mean to me and what a quintessential girlfriend experience is for people that are in my life that way. And so when I am absolutely full of positive energy and just really enjoying my place in the world, knowing where that place is and enjoying it. I like knowing my place. I mean that both like in a subby way, but also like feeling out where I am in my life and the world. I like that. That feels content to me. There's a contentment in the stability of knowing. I feel like I haven't really known my place in the world in a few months, but I'm figuring it out, like everyone is. Like everyone is. I've had some big life changes lately, but one of the things that people get to hear, back to the audio, one of the things that people get to hear if they're around me a lot, intimately, and if I am really, really happy, is that I sing in the shower, and sometimes I just sing to nothing, and sometimes I hum along, but I'm taking a shower, so we'll see how this goes. I'm gonna turn the fan on. That might get loud. It's definitely gonna get louder when I turn the shower on, and then I'm gonna have music going, and then I'll probably be singing in the shower. So this might be just a complete and utter wash of sound. I don't have like pop filters in my shower on a mic or anything. This is just on an old phone. So anyway, this is a song that has just been. I've been playing it on repeat a lot lately. It makes my whole face light up every time it comes on in a playlist. And I'm probably gonna listen to it on repeat the entire shower. This is from a chill hop mix. This is Campfire by No Spirit, and this is me getting into the shower. So, for the people that want a girlfriend experience, if this is what you meant, you're welcome. And if this is too weird, welcome to me. Anyway, yeah, this song gets me just dancing on the spot, which might end up meaning I'm touching myself in the shower a little bit. Anyway, to the showering.
Thank you. Oh yeah, and it's on repeat. We're doing this shit again. Oh fuck yeah. I am boring and strange. And I know it. And it's fine.
Thank you.
shower. Gets indulgent. I'm fucking taking forever in here. Christ, okay. Soap and down. I'm gonna rinse out my conditioner and shit. Fuck. This was supposed to be a quick lunch shower. Damn it. And there's the smile.
Thank you. Well, I'm pretty sure that is going to sound like hot garbage. But I sure feel nice. Hot indulgent shower. I don't have a coffee habit. I guess I have a tea habit, but there are a lot of first world expensive habits that I do not have. And I feel like that justifies me in having the long shower indulgent bitch habit. Yeah. Okay, let's just say that that's the last time I need to repeat that. We're clean now. We're done singing, we're clean. We're good. There we go. Pretty sure that you don't care to listen as I, brush out my hair and put in some product and put skin shit on. So if you listen to this, tell me why. If you enjoyed it, also tell me why. Oh yeah, and tell me if you would have got in and danced with me in the shower. yeah. Those are good memories. Dancing naked in the shower with someone who'll actually dance back and who will badly sing along. I think that that being head over heels for someone, like hopefully you are with your girlfriend, means that you don't have any shame in showing them and showing the world that you were a total nutbag for them. Nutbag? Nutjob? Nutsack? Nutbutter? I think that insanity is fully justified when you're in love. And that's gonna be the sappy shit that I end this shower recording with. While I go to do all the rest of my grooming and crap. Anyway. you people and your requests, you make me do the strangest things. thank you for helping me get out of my shell. Talk to you later.